In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes something happens and it changes most everything. A man and a woman stand before the altar, say their vows, exchange rings, and the pastor pronounces them husband and wife. On that day, something happened and everything changed. A couple goes to a hospital and comes back with a child in their arms. Everything changes when you have children. Sometimes something happens and everything changes. The reading from Isaiah 35 gets at this reality. Isaiah says that in a way, when God comes to save, everything changes. When God comes to save, everything changes. Creation changes. Isaiah talks about the land. It's a wilderness and a desert. The land is barren and dangerous. It's a place where things just don't grow. It's brown and ugly. But when God comes to save, creation will change. It will be green and welcoming. Grass will grow and the ground will be covered with a carpet of flowers. I imagine it will be like the change from winter to spring, from everything being brown to trees turning green, things growing, birds singing. You just feel uplifted and excited once again. Isaiah pictures creation changing when God comes to save. Then he talks about people who have weak hands, feeble knees, and anxious hearts. They are discouraged, depressed, and hopeless. Others are blind and deaf. Some cannot speak and are lame. But when God comes to save, the weak, the discouraged, and the hopeless are suddenly strong and courageous once again. And people see and hear and shout for joy and dance once again. It reminds me of those medical stories when a young deaf child hears for the first time. The doctors do surgery and suddenly the child hears his mom's voice for the first time. And you see his face just light up in joy. When God comes to save, everything changes in a person's life. Then Isaiah talks about a highway. Back then, most highways were more like trails. They were dangerous. Wild animals and thieves could attack you at any time. Then everything changes when God comes to save. The road becomes a highway of holiness for the redeemed to travel on in safety. Those who have been ransomed don't have to fear anymore. They are going to arrive at a destination and they are going to travel together. Instead of fear and danger, they are going to be rejoicing with joyful praise. Isaiah simply says that when God comes to save, everything changes. Joy will fill the land and people's lives. But when will this happen? When does God come to save? I want you to picture a manger in a stable in Bethlehem. If you need help, you just need to look through the windows down here. No doubt, back at the time of Caesar Augustus, you will find a few of those in that small town. Nothing out of the ordinary for a small village like Bethlehem. But one evening, a child is born, and his name is Jesus. And when you translate the name Jesus, it means God saves. So in that ordinary manger, everything changes because Jesus is born in it. It's the night of joy and praise in the world. God has come to save. When Jesus grows up, during his ministry, he meets people. When he comes into their lives, everything changes. A man who is born blind meets Jesus and he can see. But he also worships Jesus now. Joy and thanksgiving fill his heart. A woman is caught in adultery and another one is a prostitute. Jesus comes into their lives and everything changes. The prostitute weeps at his feet, drying the tears with her hair. The one caught in adultery goes away without condemnation. She is told to sin no more. A man is paralyzed and cannot walk. He is let down through a roof into a house. Jesus gives him his legs back and he can run and jump once again. Even more, his sins have been forgiven. Do you see what happens when God comes to save as Jesus? Everything changes. Then, as his earthly ministry comes to an end, he comes to save in the most terrible place. A cross back then was an instrument of death. It was a place of blood, agony, and rotting flesh. The cross was a horrific place to die. But now, take a look. We have crosses in just about every church, our homes, and even for jewelry. We call it Good Friday, all because when Jesus dies on the cross, everything changes. Instead of judgment and death, we have forgiveness and life. Now head to a graveyard. A tomb back then was closed, and the body stayed put. But now with Jesus, with Jesus' tomb, everything changes. The stone rolls away and life bursts forth again, including the life of creation God has given in this world. Creation that is groaning under pollution, misuse, hurricanes, fires, earthquakes, drought, and all that devastates our land is simply waiting for that day when Jesus comes back to save it fully and completely. Jesus will make it new once again. The resurrection of Christ is the proof that when Jesus comes to save on that last day, all of creation will be renewed. Rejoicing will be all that is heard. When Jesus comes into our lives, everything changes for us too. Look at the baptismal font. Just a little bit of water. But when you add to it, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is there. The child born sinful is forgiven. A child who needs Jesus is welcomed into his arms. A child is brought into a family called the church. So when you have those days when you are discouraged or disappointed or even despairing, just think back to your baptism. It's when everything changed in your life. You became a child of God. Jesus came to save you. Rejoice in that gift. Or think about the Lord's Supper. We come up here, We get a little bit of bread. We get a sip of wine. But it's much more than that. Jesus is present, and he comes right into our lives. The words we often use with the Lord's Supper are life, forgiveness, and salvation. Every time we come forward, everything changes once again. We are forgiven. We have life eternal. Jesus has come to save us, and we rejoice. Or open his word. It's not just words on a page. Jesus comes through these words. He gives us his Holy Spirit to build us up, to encourage us, to strengthen us. When we are struggling, hurting, or grieving, he promises, "Cast your cares upon me because I care for you." When we face those scary and uncertain hours in our lives, we need the comfort and strength Jesus gives us through his words. It's just what we need, and he changes everything. Now, about that highway, we are on our way to an eternity of joy, an eternity of thanksgiving and praise with Jesus. But we are not traveling alone. We are all traveling with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are a multitude of people marching to our heavenly destination in safety and security because of Jesus. We are redeemed in Jesus. Unfortunately, sin still impacts our lives, and the highway gets bumpy at times. Tests, treatments, surgeries, hospital stays come upon us. Anger, harsh words, bullying, mean comments, gossip pull us apart. But with Jesus, everything changes. Forgiveness, prayers, and encouraging words are spoken. People are encouraged and strengthened and loved and built up by all those traveling alone because Jesus brings us together. In the midst of fear and sadness, Jesus brings peace and rejoicing through each one of us. When God comes to save in Jesus, everything changes. He came long ago in a manger, on a cross, and out of an empty tomb. Everything changed when God came in Jesus. They are joyous good news from long ago, but God still comes to save us in Jesus today at the baptismal font, at the Lord's table, and in his word. Jesus comes with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Everything changes, and we rejoice. And as we travel together on his highway with brothers and sisters in Christ, we look forward to that day when Jesus will return to save us fully and for all time. On that day, all of creation will be renewed. We will have no more weak hands, feeble knees, or anxious hearts. There will be no more blindness or deafness or any sickness. There will be no more worries about danger. The sorrow will flee to be replaced with joyous and exultant praise. Yes, God in Jesus has come to save us. And we rejoice because everything has changed. Everything has changed. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.